I believe the Holy Spirit can work in afternoon services just like He can in morning and evening services. And I'm dependent on the Holy Spirit and trust that the message that we have this afternoon will be an encouragement to you. And as was mentioned, I think this morning or last night, if you don't need it this afternoon, hold on to it, because it'll be one that you'll need eventually. I'd like to start with an account in the book of Mark. And we'll start in the 6th chapter and the 53rd verse. It said, "And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him and ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole." All right, now I'd like to turn to the 8th chapter of Mark and read in the 22nd verse. It said, "And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring him, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him." All right, just like they had before. "And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly." Now this is a very encouraging account that we just read. And there are many lessons that can be had from this account. I believe that this man that we read about had a faith that I'm going to call an open faith, if you'll allow me to use that terminology. I believe that sometimes we struggle in our faith and we struggle with our prayers being answered at times because we come to the Lord and we look for answers that are consistent with our thought process and our time frame. Haven't you been there before? We come to the Lord and we have a need. And He asks us to come and He asks us to make our needs known. And I believe that the Lord is interested in us being very specific about what we ask for. I believe that's important. And I believe that He finds glory in us coming, making a specific request and being able to answer it. And we go away and we're encouraged and we say, "Thank you, Lord." But do you know that Jesus made a very specific request of the Lord one time in the garden? And he asked the Lord, he said, "Lord, if it can be that this cup would pass from me," that was his request. He was going through a difficult time and he asked his Father specifically. He said, "Lord," he didn't just say, "Will you help me?" He said, "If you let this cup pass from me." But then he gave us a wonderful example of how we ought to pray. He said, "Nevertheless, but thy will be done." And I believe that when the Lord said that, he meant it. And that he meant that even if the cup didn't pass from him, he was still going to be encouraged in the Lord. He was still going to know that God reigns, that he has everything in control, and that everything was going to be okay. Sometimes we're apt to lose courage when we ask the Lord, "Lord, would you do this for me?" And we bring a request and then it doesn't happen just exactly like we'd like it to happen. And then we begin to maybe lose faith a little bit. We had some parameters that we thought the Lord was going to have to work in. We came to the Lord and we said, "Lord, here's the spot that I'm in and you see the need." And then it seemed like that window of opportunity passed and the Lord didn't answer prayer. And where are we now? I believe Lazarus' two sisters were in that place. They had a request of the Lord. They said, "Lord, come, we've got a problem. We need help. He's Lazarus, our brother, whom you love." Did you pick up on that? "Lord, you love him now. Now, if you love him, you're going to be here because you love him." He did love him. That's one reason why he didn't come. He loved them too. He loved Mary and Martha. And he said, "If you'll just come." And the Lord said, when he heard that, you remember what it said? It said he abode 2 more days. I think there was 2 more days. Well, you think, well, why would you do that? There's a song that says, "He was 4 days late, but he was right on time." They could have looked at it and said, well, they did. Jesus came and they said, "Jesus." Well, Mary didn't even come. You pick up on that too? Martha came out to meet him. Mary stayed home. So, "Are you not going to come?" I don't know what was in her mind, but I know what's a human standpoint. "If you're not going to come when I need help, I'll just stay at home. Feel kind of sorry for myself. Don't know why you didn't answer. We thought you loved us. We had a need. And we you could have been here, but you didn't come." And they told him, they said, "Lord, if you would have just come. If you would have just answered the prayer that we had, everything could have been okay." We don't serve a God this morning that is bound by what we're constrained by. We don't serve a God who's limited by what you're limited to. We don't serve a God who sees things like you see them. We don't serve a God who wants to work in our own limited ways. He has a grander way to work. He has a higher plan. He has greater works to do that I don't know anything about. He wants us to have an open faith. He doesn't want us to try to put him into a corner. He doesn't want us to have a closed faith. He wants us to come to him with trust. And he wants us to come to him with our specific request and say, "Lord, here's the problem I have. Here's the need that I have. Lord, I'd like you to work in this way. Lord, I'm thankful I can come to you for help and for deliverance. And Lord, you know all about this. And I'm trusting you to handle it in the way that you see best. And not become discouraged when things don't go right." Now let's look at this a little bit. This little story we read. I believe there's several messages in here. It said, now first of all, we first read where he went and it said they brought him all the sick. They brought him those that needed help. And it said that he would just touch them and everything was okay. Even if they just touched the hem of his garment. Now we have a story of a blind man. And I can just see these men who had observed all of that. Thought they had in their mind, okay, this is how God works. This is what happens. All he has to do is touch you. In fact, he doesn't even have to touch you. You just touch his garment and everything will be okay. And so they went to this blind man and said, "Listen, we've got wonderful news for you today. There's this man and all you have to do is touch him, or he just touches you and you can see. Come." And so they got this man. And they led him to Jesus. And I don't know what all they had in mind. And I admire their faith. I believe they came and they came to Jesus and they besought him to what? Touch him. That's how we've seen it work before. And this is, we believe it'll happen this way. You just need to touch him. I admire that faith. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to take away from it at all. That's great faith to come and say, "Lord, if you'll just touch me." Have you ever gone to the Lord with great faith? And you prayed and you were inspired. And you felt like, "I've got faith. I've seen it happen. I know it can happen. The Lord's going to take care of things." And it didn't go just like you thought it was going to go. These men came to the Lord and they besought him and they said, "Lord, would you just touch him?" Have you ever prayed that way? I know you have.
I suspect you have. I have.
You come to the Lord and you say, Lord, I have this need. You see this problem here. Lord, if you'll just work this out here and do this, then Lord, things will be just wonderful. And we come and we have it all planned out. That's okay to a point. That's okay to a point. Lord, if you'll just touch me right here, everything will be here. Lord, if you'll just remove this situation, everything will be all right. Lord, if you'll just stop where this is headed. If you'll just put a halt to this. Lord, if you'll speed things up over here, then everything will be okay. It's normal. That's okay to pray to the Lord that way. But be encouraged. Don't put the Lord in a box. Don't have a closed faith so that when it doesn't work out, just like you thought it should, on your own time frame, in your own way, then all of a sudden you get discouraged and say, well, Lord, I had the window of opportunities passed now. If you would have just been there and handled it like I asked you to, but you're 4 days late now. I mean, Lazarus is dead. Lord, it's done now. The situation has come to a conclusion that we were worried about, and now it's happened. And you didn't answer prayer. Lord, how can I go forward next time and have faith? I thought I had faith this time. They came to Jesus and they besought Him to touch Him. But listen what happened. It says, and He took the blind man by the hand. Hey, we're just about to see again. He touched him. I can just see the men standing around. They had observed Jesus' touch. And they observed eyes being opened. And they watched Jesus reach out His hand. And I can just see him watching. They're going to watch this man see that maybe he had never seen before. And he grabbed his hand, and he was still blind. Lord, we thought he was going to see when you touched him. He took the man by the hand, and he didn't see. Now, these men that were here, I don't know what they thought. And I don't know what the man who was touched thought. I don't know if he thought, well, I guess it's not my day. I guess I'm a peculiar individual and it works for everybody else but me. My situations are different than everybody else. I'm in a position that just doesn't fit the normal run of the mill. It works for everybody else, but for me, I don't know if the Lord just doesn't know I'm here, or I guess He just doesn't hear my prayers. I know I'm a different situation, and I believe in the Word of the Lord, and I believe it applies to 99% of the people, but I'm probably, might be an exception. It's easy to think that. Touched His hand, but He didn't see. And then He did something kind of strange. He started to lead Him out of town. Here, let's take a walk. Lord, where are we going? Just come with me. And He led Him out of town. He didn't just say, here, let's step here off to the side of the road. I want to do something for you. Begin to take Him out of town. I don't know, He was a blind man. Maybe He was well versed in the town, inside and outside. Or maybe He had a place that He was comfortable staying. I don't know. But I have an idea that when He began to walk out of town, if it were me in my life situations, and I had a request before the Lord, and oh, I wanted to see so bad, and I was waiting for the touch of the Lord, and then I felt the Lord come by, but then He started to lead me out of town. Have you ever felt like you were led out of town? Like, Lord, where are you taking me? Lord, I had a request and I don't really even know you. The man could have said that. Lord, I don't know you. I haven't met you before. You're going to hold my hand and you're going to lead me. But here in about an hour, I've got to be in town because I beg on the corner. That's the only way I can make a living. So, Lord, if we're going out of town, I need to be back in about 45 minutes. because I've got to live. The Lord just says, just come with me. And so he just led him out of town. The men could have withdrawn and said, I really wanted to be healed. I heard that when you touched, people see, but obviously that's not happening. Things aren't working out like I thought they were going to work out. And now you want to lead me out of town, and I've got to be in town. Didn't say that, but that can apply. I need to be here. I've got needs to meet. I've got food to eat. I've got something that needs to happen. And now all of a sudden, my whole comfort zone is starting to be moved around on me. The Lord just said, just come with me. And he took him out of town. If the man would have withdrawn his hand and said, well, Lord, I appreciate it and everything, but looks like it's not working out like I was really needing it to work out. They could have become discouraged, could have thought, it isn't going to work for me. I guess I'll go right back to the struggles that I had before and I'll just deal with it because this obviously isn't working. They could have done that. And they could have missed some great blessings. And I believe we've probably felt that way before. But I am encouraged that this man was willing to be led. There's a lot of messages this afternoon service, so we won't have all these messages that we could go into. Being led is very important.
Yes, right.
Be willing to be led.
Mm-hmm. When you can't see.
When you can't see. And folks, there's a lot of things we can't see. We need to be led by the Lord.
Yes.
May God help us understand that we are, well, isn't there a scripture in Revelations that he told one of the churches, you think you're rich and increased with goods. He said, but really, you're blind, you're wretched, you're naked, you're poor, you're destitute.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, we're dependent, we're desperate for the Lord to lead us. I thought about Peter when they all turned away from the Lord. Things weren't going like all these disciples thought they ought to go. And many turned away, and the Lord turned to his disciples and said, you all going to go away too? You going to lose faith too? It's not going like you want to hear? Peter said, well, where are we going to go? What are our options? Let's realize this afternoon, we're blind. Except the Lord open our eyes. We're blind. And when we think we see sometimes so clearly, we really don't a lot of times. We have to be dependent on the Lord. If you want answers that will maximize your blessings, your family's blessings, those around you, we have got to get to the place where we're willing to be led and to trust. They led him out of town, and he went. And he was willing to be led. And they got out of town. And the story didn't end there. It said that when he got out of town, it said he led him out of town, and it actually kind of got worse for a while. Just when you thought your prayers just not only were not going to get answered, things started to go downhill. It's like, Lord, I had a request. I wanted you to touch me so that I could see. And now I came to you in faith. And I believed in you, and I was trusting in you, and now not only do I not see, but things are getting worse. Look what happened. He took him out of town, and when he had spit on his eyes. Now, we heard this morning about the natural human reaction when you get spit on. Now, I don't know how the Lord prepped the man, okay, for what he was doing. This was not the first time that Jesus spit to affect healing. He did that with a man that couldn't talk, spit on his tongue. I don't know that this man knew about that. Might have been an encouraging thing to him if he had known that. I don't know how the Lord prepped him. But I do know this, that there are times in our lives when we pray and we ask for help that the situation starts to go down instead of going up. And it's not inconceivable that if a man was going to try to help me and he leads me out of town and I'm already feeling dependent on him, I'm already feeling at his mercy because I'm blind. I can't see. I mean, he can take advantage of me. When you're blind and you're trusting someone, they can take advantage of you when you can't see. And all of a sudden, the man got spit on. Now, that can be embarrassing, humiliating. The man could have said, he could have called her quits right there. Said, that's it. I've come out of town with you. I trusted you. Now you spit on me. Now I don't want to paint a picture that wasn't the sort of picture that happened here. I will say this. I just wonder, really, I couldn't help but think about the road to Emmaus. And I just wondered if the man's heart was burning within him as the Lord led him out of town. Because God's that way. When things start going down, the Lord's there. And He'll affect a burning in your heart that, Lord, I feel your presence. Even when things don't go well, He wants us to continue to trust. Even when things get unpleasant. It said that he spit in his eyes and the man stuck in there. He stuck in there. He didn't resist. He didn't say, I'm leaving. He didn't say, I don't want this anymore. But he stood in there and he trusted and he allowed himself to be led and he allowed the Lord to do what he needed to do. And the Lord imparted to him in a way that probably he did not expect. I thought about Naaman. Remember Naaman? Had leprosy. And the little girl said, hey, I know a man that he touched people. He prayed to his God and they were healed. And so Naaman went. And remember, he went in his own way and expected an answer according to his thought process. He took all these presents. He had all this entourage. He had all this assembly. And he was going to make, because he was a man of that gave direction. He was a man that was somebody in his own mind. And so he made his way to where Elisha was. But things started going downhill for him too before he ever got there. Elisha didn't even come out to meet him. Elisha just stayed away. Sent a servant out there. And it's like, first of all, that's a little bit of an affront. Am I not good enough to be able to talk with the man himself instead of sending a servant? Do you not know who I am? Lord, do you not know how I've served you faithfully? Lord, don't you know how I put trust in you and I'm coming to you and Lord, I was wanting to meet you. I wanted to feel your presence. And I've come and I don't even feel you. I don't even see you. I can't feel your presence anywhere. And I put so much stock in this. I've come to you in this manner. And I don't know where you are. And it just seemed like I'm getting something less than what I thought I'd get. He just sent a servant out to him. And then, instead of his servant saying, Elisha said, go dip yourselves in the clean waters of Damascus. He said, go dip in the Jordan 7 times. Huh? Run that past me 1 more time? Elisha said, go dip in the Jordan River. That's muddy. That does exactly the opposite of what I need. That's kind of what happened to this man. He needed to see. And we thought, to see, we need to do something that helps clear things up. One time the Lord cleaned up somebody's eyes with spit and mud and made mud and started rubbing it in his eyes. You think, no, wait a minute. I need to see. I don't need to make it worse. Leave me alone. I'll go somewhere else. I'll do it my own way.
We're tempted that way, folks. This is real. It's how we live. It's right where we live. The enemy works and the Lord works. And the Lord doesn't work like we work. And the enemy tries to take advantage of that and get us to give up, not be led, let go our own way, and end up in the same destitute place that we were before we were led. The Lord wants us to stick in there when the going gets tough. When our eyes start getting, they start hurting and start having mud in our eyes, or the Lord says, you need to go dip in the River Jordan. And we're like, Lord, that's exactly the opposite of what my prayer request was. I was asking for deliverance. I was asking for a separation. I was asking for your hand of healing to come, and things are going downhill. And the Lord's saying, let me lead you. Follow.
Yes.
Naaman, he was ready to say, forget it. Forget it. Who does he think I am? I'm going home. And finally, someone talked him into it, said, Naaman, if he asked you to do something real difficult, something that just made sense to you, something that kind of clicked in your mind, you went, yeah, that kind of makes sense with what I need. Wouldn't you have done that? Well, yeah. Well, so if he asks you to do this simple thing, why don't you just do what he said? See what happens. What do you have to lose? So he did. I wondered what he thought after he dipped the sixth time. Think he was getting frustrated? Meant the first time came up and he's got muddy water all over him. Second time, third time, there's people up there on the bank watching him dipping in the Jordan River. A man that was used to filling a prominent role. And here his servants are up there watching him down there with leprosy dipping in a muddy river. Once, twice, three times, four times, five times. About the sixth time he comes up, it's like, this is getting ridiculous. And it might have been that somebody up on the bank is going, man, you fell for this? Sometimes we feel like that. Like, and I'm exercising this kind of faith when it looks like this is just like going nowhere. And the Lord's saying, just follow the word.
Yes.
Just be willing to be led. Be willing to be humiliated. Be willing to do that doesn't match up with what your mind thinks and your time frame. Just stick with me. Naaman stuck with it. Don't know what his attitude was all the way through it. But we all learned a great lesson from it. He came up the seventh time, and he was whole.
Yes.
Completely whole. This man, he stuck in there. The Lord spit in his eyes, rubbed it around. And what happened? He saw partially. And I got a thought out of that too. The Lord still... You get to the place where you think, okay, the Lord's answered prayer. The Lord's answering prayer. I can start to see. Well, actually, it's kind of blurry.
Yeah.
Didn't look like it was quite the perfect work I was looking for. The Lord knows why He does what He's doing. And He knows the first time He knew when He touched him the first time that He wasn't going to see perfectly. He knew that. It was no surprise to Him. And the Lord put His hand on his eyes again, and he saw clearly. Have an open faith.
Yes.
Come to the Lord with trust. Don't come to the Lord with a closed faith and feel like, Lord, if you don't work like this, then I'm going to get discouraged. The Lord knows everything. He knows what you need. He knows what the problems are. He wants to work more than you do. And He's willing to if you'll let Him.
Yes.
And something I have learned personally lately, the Lord has helped me understand that a lot of times when I'm looking to the Lord for a situation that seems like it doesn't have anything to do with me, sometimes it has everything to do with me. And the Lord can't answer the prayer until He gets Rod where He needs him. And then when He gets me where He needs him, then He can start working. Be willing to let the Lord work and affect whomever
he needs to help in the process. Let him work on his own way and in his own time. The Lord has an end goal that he's trying to get us to. He has a mission to get us to heaven. And what would happen if every time we asked for something, the Lord answered it just like we said? Remember the little story about the tortoise and the hare? Remember what y'all remember that? The old hare thought he had it all. When he needed speed, he had speed. When he wanted to put distance between himself and the turtle that he was raising, he could put distance between him. And you know what happened? He got complacent. He got his eyes off the end goal, and he went to sleep. We can learn from the turtle, who, even though he couldn't tell quite how he was going to get to the end and when, kept his eyes on the end goal. He kept going forward. The Lord wants us to do the same. He wants us to keep the faith. He wants us to keep our eyes on the end goal. He doesn't want us to give up. He wants us to have faith and allow His perfect work to take place in our lives and others. And if we will allow ourselves to be led, the victory can be ours. Be encouraged in the Lord this morning. Amen.